by the one who does thrash about Dayton. He's Don Thrasher, writer for the some of the finest stuff that's ever come out around, keeping us updated on what's going on in Dayton, and also my partner in crime on the last Monday of every month. Don, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Nikki? Thanks for having me out again. Always a pleasure to see you.
And you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening. Another great release from Dayton's own Atom Records.
Right. That's Barrier Reef. There's the new LP from the Nikki K Orchestra, who is it's a really good band. They've been working on this record for a couple years, so I'm glad it came out. It's all instrumental. As you heard, really sweet stuff. It's a big band. They have two keyboard players, two guitarists, a violin player, plus bass and drums.
Dang.
So it's nice and sweet when they're all up there playing. So.
And everybody remembers Nick Kazernis. Or am I blowing his cover by saying that
he
uses his name?
Oh, yeah. People know it's him.
He's been making great guitar music in these environs from the Mulch Bin and beyond for many, many years.
Yeah, since the 1980s. So he's been kicking around a long time since he was in high school. I've known Nick since he was in the Obvious when he was like probably junior in high school or something, maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were really good. We used to play with them in my band, the New Creatures, back in the 80s, back when we both were in punk rock bands. So
reminds me of Stephen Gillette's Look What Music Has Done to Me. Maybe we'll go out with that when it's
and done. Exactly. But Nick is a great guy, and he does lots of good stuff. And this is he's been with Atom Records for a while, and that's a local label. And they do a lot of really cool stuff, not just Dayton stuff, but stuff from all over the world, actually. So it's pretty amazing.
You can find out more about this release and about what Atom Records has to offer at atomrecords.com. Big night last night, just worth mentioning. Jilly's, there was great music all over the town, but Jilly's had a pretty big tribute to Rick Fannin on Saturday night and Sunday, The Last Waltz, and its entirety. Everybody said that was just everything you could hope it could be.
Right. There was a lot of great talent involved in that. And Jeff Dopp kind of spearheaded the whole thing, but the musicians kind of organized all the music and arranged it all themselves. And he had a great band and lots of special guests coming up to sing all kind of songs. So it was a definitely a really unique thing for Dayton, and it's always cool to see those kind of things happen.
Seeing people coming together.
And it was a benefit for the food bank, so it was for a great cause, too. So those people do a lot of great work, and they can always use more money to put forward what they do to help people that need food.
There's links to the audio from some of those musicians appearing on WISO at our site at WISO.org. A lot of great shows still coming down the pike.
Yeah, there is. There's always a lot of great stuff. You know, just ranges from like there's these local guys that just started the Eagles tribute, and they got this thing they're going to be doing at the Miamisburg Moose, and it's all Eagles songs from like the early days all the way through like the long run, and then the reunion and some solo stuff from Don Henley and Glenn Frey and stuff like that. And these guys are all really good musicians, and they've been in a lot of bands since like the early 70s. So these guys actually know their stuff, and it, you know, it ranges from that to this band, Aperiodic, who I mentioned last time I was here, and they were supposed to be in town at the beginning of last month, but they're actually going to be at Blind Bob's this month instead. So they're going to be there on the 1st. So they're coming back to town for the first time in a couple years.
Nice.
Instrumental, crazy, experimental kind of stuff. So it's pretty extreme trio stuff. So and those guys, one guy lives in Brooklyn, one guy's in Chicago, and one guy, Kevin Parrott, lives here in Dayton. But they're all Dayton guys, just kind of spread out.
Where do they practice?
I guess they don't. Yeah, they share. They do that. They record through the internet. You know, share stuff through. Whoa! What happened?
That was weird. I think somebody, it might be me.
Wow! What happened?
One of our headphones is not sealed, and I'll just take mine off.
Wow, that was crazy.
It was fun.
We're talking about experimental music, and somebody comes in with some crazy feedback. I think that was planned, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was just part of the show.
Exactly. So that's kind of what you'd expect at Blind Bob's on the 1st when
That is so strange.
What is that
I'm
coming
so
from?
Sorry. Is that hurting your ears?
I wasn't sounding good at all.
Yeah. Let's, we'll just fade that down just a tiny
that
little bit there.
That is insane.
I'll tell you what. We'll work on that. And maybe we could transition into, you brought a record of a kind of a bluesy act.
Oh, yes. A new band called The Broken Lights. And they're younger guys, like I think freshmen in college and seniors in high school, something like that. They're younger guys. And I got to see them for the first time at Dayton Does Dayton last month, or at the beginning of this month, actually. And really good. Yeah, they got kind of a blues rock style, but really talented group. And their record's coming out on the 15th with a release show at Canal Street Tavern. But they're out and about and playing shows, and they just finished this up at Babelfish, which is a great studio. And they do a lot of work with like really established bands, but they do a lot of stuff with like young up and coming bands too. And they were just raving about the experience they had recording there.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
So from an up and coming release from an up and coming Dayton band, they're called The Broken Lights. It's Thrash About Dayton on WYSO. Broken Lights.
Yeah, good stuff, huh?
That's great.
Yeah. A promising new band, and they're pretty new from what I understand. So
it's called Hey Hey Baby Baby.
Yeah, come on.
You can't not love that.
Classic.
And you say the release will be this February 15th?
It's on the 15th, right, at Canal Street Tavern with Good English also on the bill. So that'd be a good, nice bill of local talent. Young talent.
You're listening to Thrash About Dayton. We have, he's the active Dayton writer, been writing about music in this beautiful gem city for so many years. Been a great musician in his own right as well.
And we thank you.
Yeah, the last Monday of a month, and give us a little heads up for what's coming. What else coming down the pike that's caught your ear, caught your interest?
Geez, so many crazy things going on, but let's see, Dayton Blues Society has a Blues for a Cure, which is their third annual cancer benefit that they do at Jilly's, and that's on March 9th, and there's lots and lots of talent on there. I know YSO's own Dave Song is on the bill, and I don't even know who else is there, but it's lots of people. And just the fact Dave will be there is a pretty cool thing. He's celebrating, what, 30 years this 30 year on the air, which is amazing.
This October. Isn't that, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So.
Dedication to the blues, and no question. And he was instrumental in starting the Blues Society.
Exactly. Yep. He's always been an integral part of it. And so, and they got a lot of talent. I know there's like some teen acts on there and, you know, lots of other like local blues talent as well and stuff from out of town. And I don't have all the names in front of me, but
you can look online, look at the Jilly's website.
That's exactly right. And find out exactly what's going on there. What else? Dale Walton, Dayton's own, who moved away last May to the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, is coming back to town for St. Patrick's Day to play at Flanagan's, which is a pretty big deal. I mean, Dale has been playing, you know, in Dayton since the late 70s. And he's definitely a local treasure. One of the first guys I knew when I was in high school that actually made his own songs, you know, original songs and put out records
them.
And they played them on TUE and things. To me,
aww,
he was a rock star, you know, growing up. And
nice.
And he is, you know, and plus he worked at Gem City for years and years. And then the record gallery, which he started downtown shortly before moving. So he's been a big part of not just mine, but everybody's kind of musical growth here in town for a long time. So it'll be great that they're flying him back into town to play a show with
for St. Patrick's Day. What a perfect event. Nice occasion.
Exactly. So that's should be pretty cool. So it's good that he'll be in town to do that. And gosh, just all kind of things
all
coming
kind of
up.
Things. Yeah. If somebody had like a musical tip that they wanted to get to you, let's remind an email, like a connection, to be like, hey, Dawn, check it out. We're playing, or I know this band.
If they want to contact me through email, it's my full name. It's DonaldThrasher8@AOL.com. I'm old school.
You are too.
Yeah, and that's the best way to get in touch with me. You can read my stuff on ActiveDayton.com, and my email address is always there with the story as well. So if you didn't get a pen and didn't write it down or can't remember that crazy thing, you can find it with any story in the paper as it's printed in the Dayton Daily News or in ActiveDayton.com. So.
It's always a treat to have you here, Don. I always appreciate your keeping the word out. You're like the local Dayton music town crier.
And well, thank you.
You're awesome for that. So we were talking about Stephen Gillette, and we might sneak that in there as we wrap the segment.
Right, that sounds good. Yeah, Stephen's another guy who was in lots of bands and played solo and did a lot of great things here before moving to L.A. several years ago. But I know he still stays in touch with a lot of people on the internets and all those
kind
of things.
Right.
So
you can find him on FaceTube.
Yeah, he's on there, and he's always a great talent. And this is a great song. I know it's a favorite of a lot of people.
Oh,
it's
gosh, so good.
Such a real song.
It
and just kind of talks about what a lot of us here in Dayton have grown up with.
So. What music did to us. He was kind enough to donate its presence on our WYSO Presents, one of these great records that Rev Cool put together for us, going back to, I think, 04. Just a lot of fun. Don Thrasher, Thrashing About Dayton, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Nick. Good to see you.
Here's Stephen Gillette on WYSO.